Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Tuesday, December 5th, 2017. President Trump has scaled back President Obama's expansion of protected lands, and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, a blessed whose vocation was identified by Don Bosco. A large-scale dengue vaccination effort in the Philippines has been suspended, and Planned Parenthood is looking for employees with this particular special quality. The Associated Press reports that President Trump was in Salt Lake City, Utah, announcing the administration's formal scaling back of two national monuments in the state, Bear's Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante.
I've come to Utah to take a very historic action to reverse federal overreach and restore the rights of this land to your citizens. I don't think it is controversial, actually. I think it's so sensible. Under my administration, we will advance that protection through a truly representative process, one that listens to the local communities, that knows the land the best, and that cherishes the land the most.
Today's quote of the day comes from Venerable Fulton J. Sheen. Character is not revealed when life shows its best side, but when it shows its worst. Coming up next in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor Blessed Filippo Rinaldi. You're listening to Crusade News.
Hey folks, have you ever heard the old adage, you need to wake up and smell the coffee? Well, it's true, and I'm here to ask you to make sure the coffee you wake up to and smell is the Crusade Channel's very own gourmet blend, Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast. Our coffee is custom roasted from the finest fair trade coffee beans and is bagged for us by the Heavenly Roast Coffee Company. Order your supply of Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast today by browsing to mikechurch.com/coffee. And don't forget the Crusade Channel coffee mugs. Place your order for delicious gourmet Crusade Channel coffee today at mikechurch.com/coffee or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Born in 1856 in the Kingdom of Piedmont, Sardinia, Filippo Rinaldi was the eighth child of farmers and knew St. John Bosco from the age of five. Don Bosco oversaw his education, but Rinaldi decided he no longer wanted to pursue his religious education and went back home. He resisted a religious vocation and arranged to get married. After receiving books, letters, and visits from Don Bosco, however, he acquiesced to pressure and agreed to go to the Salesian house at San Pier d'Arena, the place for late vocations, to discern his vocation. Filippo received his cassock from Don Bosco in 1879, was professed in 1880, and was ordained in 1882. He would become the director of the house for late vocations in Mathi and was a missionary to Spain for a time. In 1917, he founded the Secular Institute of Don Bosco Volunteers and sent its members to the missions in India and Japan. The number of Salesians increased from 6,000 to 10,000 due to his efforts. Suffering from a heart condition near the end of his life, he died in 1931 in Turin. Blessed Philip Rinaldi, pray for us. CNN reports that a large-scale dengue vaccination effort in the Philippines has been suspended. The vaccine manufacturer, French company Sanofi Pasteur, had conducted a study of the vaccine, and the results showed that the Dengvaxia vaccine can cause unintended adverse health effects in those who have never been infected with dengue, which is spread by mosquitoes. When those who had never had dengue were vaccinated and then contracted dengue, they ended up with a more severe case of the disease than if they had never been vaccinated. Harry Roque Jr., speaking for Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte, said, quote, "We will leave no stone unturned in making those responsible for this shameless public health scam, which puts hundreds of thousands of young lives at risk, accountable." Over 730 have been vaccinated with Dengvaxia since April 2016, and 90% of those had already had dengue previously. The World Health Organization sounded the warning in July 2016 over this issue, but vaccinations continued until last week. This disturbing story comes courtesy of Life News via the Daily Caller. Planned Parenthood clinics in Texas are advertising, looking for new employees. The ads are fairly typical, except for the ones in Plano, Paris, Tyler, and Dallas. In the ads for those locales, Planned Parenthood claims to, quote, want a clinician who can keep a smile as they participate in providing abortion services. And, quote, the ability to find humor in day-to-day challenges while being focused on solutions. Because abortion is so funny. In this Celestial Musings, every month Pope Francis releases a video on a different topic. This month, Pope Francis's video tackled the topic of caring for the elderly. The Holy Father's message underscores the wisdom and experience that the elderly have, and he issues a stern warning, saying that a society that forgets about its elderly members has no future, because it is a society which has lost its memory. Now, I shared this on social media, and I want to share a thought that an esteemed woman of my acquaintance shared. My friend Jocelyn pointed out that societally, we hire out our child care, and we'll hire out our elder care as well. A thought which turned my stomach, as I've been a stay-at-home mother for 21 years, with about another 16 to go, and I was raised that you take care of your elders. There is no substitute for grandparents, and those who deprive their children and their parents of that special relationship will experience an immense and lasting regret for it. In our modern age of scattered families, it is not so uncommon for grandparents to be without their children and grandchildren. But is it good? Is this the sort of progress we want? Not only, as the Holy Father says, is a society torn from its roots when a society doesn't revere and seek out the contributions of its aging population, but individual families are torn from their roots when they live lives disconnected from their extended families. Children grow up not knowing where they came from, and grandparents grow old not seeing where their legacy is going. Stay tuned to the Veritas Radio Network for King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Coming up next, The Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel. Serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.